Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I'm Sean Pendergast.
Yay.
He is Seth Payne. I have good energy today, Seth. I think you got good energy today because I want to thank the Rockets for running the Nuggets off the floor. By the end of the third quarter, I'd have to stay up and watch the whole game last night. Because tonight's game starts at 9 against the Kings. So
the Rockets, you know what? My big complaint and criticism was they turned that into a boring game.
Yeah.
You've got the top scoring team in the league out there with a couple minutes left in the second quarter. They had 32 points, and then the Nuggets did, and then they rattled off a few. But I think the most encouraging thing about what that was, yeah, the Rockets had a nice lead. They were playing great defense, as they tend to do, and the Nuggets never threatened.
Nope.
Jokic or no Jokic. It's it was just a steady bludgeoning at altitude all night long.
Yeah,
it was a gratifyingly boring game.
Yes, anytime the game is in the Mountain or Pacific time zone, I'm here for boring. If boring means that one team or the other is up by 20 in the third quarter, I am here for that. Just based solely on sleep patterns.
Okay, let's just go with our gut feel. I'm curious what the listeners think of this.
Okay.
Yeah, there have been times this year where the Rockets have squandered huge leads.
Yes.
I think we're at a point. I think we're at a point where I wasn't nervous or worried about it.
No.
I just felt like, all right, no, they've got these guys locked. Whenever Russell Westbrook is hitting threes, I'm like, yep. Just keep up with it. They're like, okay, good, good. Yeah. We got him right where we want
him. Not sustainable.
I was hoping Russell was going to attempt like 10 more threes.
Yeah.
Because, we'll just sit back and we'll play our – we'll keep the paint nice and packed.
Yep.
And you go do your thing, Russell Westbrook.
I think it's been fun watching this team kind of evolve and learn as the first half of the season. We're almost halfway through the season already. And they're 27-12 now, and they play the Kings tonight. They play Portland on Saturday. Like, these are two – two winnable games. Back-to-back's always tricky on the road, regardless of who you're playing. But they're the better team tonight, at least. We'll see what happens. And then they got Detroit coming up at home next week. And Detroit's better than they've been lately. They're a 500 team now. And then those two Cleveland games. So it'll be a whole lot of fun. But it's been fun. Like, early in the season, they were losing. You know, they started to win, but they had lost some games to teams you shouldn't lose to. They've started to be really good at taking care of business against bad teams. Like,
right.
Really taking care of business. And then you're right. They lost those two back-to-back leads it was Minnesota and Miami, I think, that they lost those two games to at home. And that, I think they're going to learn from that. Like, I think Ime Udoka is a really good coach. I think he's really hard on these guys. I think he keeps them accountable. So I think we're not going to see, as this team matures, I don't think we're going to see, like, really disturbing patterns in their play like we did earlier in the year. Like,
yeah,
I think they're going to button it down.
Yeah, that might be the biggest pleasant surprise of this team is that they seem to be ahead of schedule, or at least ahead of where I thought they would be in terms of being a mature basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe for the last couple of years we've just been kind of thinking like, well, yeah, you got this young core, and you'll see how they develop. But you always figure you're going to lose a few along the way. You know, you don't really know if Jalen Green is going to develop into what he is. Shangoon, etc. And yet, there they are.
Yeah.
And credit to Udoka once again. I mean, he's just that. He's really one of the more underrated coups in sports over the last several years was the Rockets kind of just sliding that one in under the table.
Yeah.
All the other teams in the league were kind of like, oh, I don't know, there's some smoke here. I don't know if we want to take a I don't know if it's right for us to take a shot at Udoka right now. And the Rockets are like, what are you guys doing? Like, all right, it makes too much sense.
Yeah.
And then boom, there you go.
And you and I talked about this. Like, they inside the building, they involved everybody in that decision too. So
yeah.
there was buy-in from top down throughout the organization on that decision, and it's worked out great. He's been amazing. You know, I think it's a young team. And I know Fred VanVleet takes a lot of heat for his shooting. You know, he's very streaky. But I think his maturity as sort of the floor general on that team is definitely something that Udoka buys into. You know, like Udoka. This is going to be a little bit of a awkward analogy, because I think Fred VanVleet is a better player than this player, but it's a little bit like Dusty Baker was with Martin Maldonado. You know what I mean? Like he just feels better having him out there on the field, because he feels like he's a leader. He sees things going on out there. I think it's similar to D'Amico Ryans and Azeez Alshire, if you want to know the truth. Like, I think those coaches like having some version of themselves out on the field, you know, like like a coach on the field kind of. I think every coach probably would love to have that sort of thing. And so maybe Azeez is a better analogy than Maldonado, just because Azeez is on the level of a player as Fred VanVleet is. You know?
The aging floor general in football and baseball. That's an interesting comparison.
Yeah.
Probably more of a podcast topic.
Yeah.
Let's do 3 hours after the show. We go through the who are the aging floor, because that's the other problem. Like, Azeez isn't aging, you know, he's still very much in his athletic prime.
Yeah.
So some combination of Azeez Alshire and Martin Maldonado. I feel like both Azeez and Fred VanVleet would be better at the plate, like right now,
than Maldonado
in Major League Baseball. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of coaches like having those eyes and ears that they feel confident in out there. So that was good. That was good last night. Rockets tonight against the Kings. 9 o'clock tip off tonight. So this is fun. Somebody texted in yesterday that, as long as we're talking about the Azeez and Fred VanVleet thing, someone texted yesterday, I really like having the two teams that are playing right now for, you know, the Astros aren't playing right now. The Rockets and the Texans, like, I really like that these are like defensive oriented, like dog kind of teams, you know?
Which is
interesting in this day and age where offense seems to sell more.
Supposedly, yet in the NBA, they're having all kinds of conversations about how do we limit all this scoring?
It's the way they're doing
the game.
It's so boring watching everybody just chuck threes all the time, you know?
Everybody, well, this is what, in general, people say they want what they want, but we know science tells us that people don't actually know what
clue.
They want.
So
you try to look at what they actually respond to.
Yeah.
I think ideally, most people, what they really want is, you want an exciting game that has scoring, but A, you want your team to score more than the other team.
Correct.
And B, you want your defense to be the one that makes the league boring, but nobody else's. As long as we're making things boring, I can enjoy that.
That's right.
That's the problem with defensive anything. Only that one team's fans really appreciate and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Everybody else is like, this is a snooze fest.
All right. Well, let's hope that the Texans make the NFL playoffs super boring for everybody.
Now, this is an exception, where if the Texans' defense were to assassinate the king.
Yeah, the dictator.
The peasants around the USA would be just ecstatic. They would embrace Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter and D'Amico Autry. And they'd be like, who are these other guys? Yeah, we like them too.
Hail Sting,
Mario Edwards.
The wicked Kermit is dead. That's right. That's right.
The wicked Kermit?
Mahomes. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought maybe there was a Muppets where Kermit
died.
He went dark.
No.
He
probably is somewhere on the internet.
Kermit the Dark Knight.
People taking a lot of liberties with Kermit through the.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Years.
Look, Pat Mahomes, he's never lost a divisional game, which makes sense. I had never really thought about it or heard it when people said it, but all right, he's never lost a divisional game. The closest margin they ever had was the year that they did rest Mahomes for a good chunk, and they ended up winning a squeaker versus the Browns in the divisional round.
He got hurt in that game.
He got hurt in that game, but in the fourth quarter. It was still a close game in the fourth quarter.
No, it wasn't. Chad Henne was in there for the Chiefs. You're right.
But he'd also, it was the longest rest Mahomes had had before that round.
Oh, okay.
So because themes this week is there's rust. Yeah, these guys, a lot of the starters for the Chiefs won't have played for 23 days by the time they play in that game. So the last time they actually went into a game where you might think there was a rust factor, they played a bit of a squeaker to the Browns.
It was a close game when Mahomes was in. I thought you meant they rested him in that game. I'm like, that would be weird.
Yeah, you thought I was wrong is what you're saying. Yeah, I got you.
I misunderstood you.
There goes Seth again, not knowing what he's talking about.
I misunderstood you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. I was listening on the way into some national radio, and if disrespect is a thing, I was thinking about this, Seth. If disrespect is a theme, which it seemed to be with the Texans on Saturday, I think Mahomes probably has a little bit of that fuel going as well. This other AFC divisional round game was. Is providing, I think, probably a little fuel for Mahomes with as much attention as the Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson storyline is getting. You know, people saying like, hey, this might be the de facto AFC title game. The winner of this should be the MVP of the league. I would imagine Patrick Mahomes, who routinely makes it to the Super Bowl ahead of both of those guys, is probably looking at this going, hey guys, I'm right over here, you know.
Yeah,
if the Texans are certainly getting their share of disrespect again if they want to fuel it that way. I think Mahomes is actually getting some this week too, just based on that other game. You know,
I think the other thing too is people are just looking at it like, well, okay, it's going to be a boring game because the Chiefs are going to roll over the Texans. The one thing I guess where maybe the Chiefs look at it is, hey, man, you guys aren't really paying attention. Is the fact that the receiving core for the Chiefs is a much different one than he had for much of the season, just because Hollywood Brown is healthy in there. Xavier Worthy he's played his entire rookie season. DeAndre Hopkins has had time to acclimate and get into it. Mahomes hasn't thrown an interception since, I believe, the month of November. Like, they've become a more efficient team and more like the old Mahomes offense, and I think just because of narratives being set and everything, I don't think a lot of people realize that. As far as the rust factor goes, here's the actual stat. They've clinched the number one seed four times. This is just the second time when they've clinched early enough to rest their starters. The other time was in 2020, and they came off that bye week to beat the Browns 22-17. That was the narrowest playoff opening victory in Mahomes' career.
That's
so
good news.
Maybe rust was a factor.
Yeah.
And now this is like a double bye week for the Chiefs. They're going to have had two full weeks off. Let's hope that's a thing.
I think it needs to be, and I think the Texans need to get off to a fast start in this game. I think it has the dual effect of not only actually taking a lead on the scoreboard, but maybe dulling the crowd a little bit too. That's gonna be a nasty crowd in Kansas City. All right,
dull them.
Yep. All right. Payne and Pendergast text message. There is an evil Kermit. Look it up. Evil Kermit meme. Oh, I'm sure there's evil everything on the internet for sure. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's keep it moving. Deontay Johnson got picked up yesterday. This was maybe at least headline wise the wildest story that I saw yesterday. And then you see the story behind it. And I think a lot of Texan fans are wondering, why did the Texans let Deontay Johnson go in the first place? Well, I think there's good reasons. We'll explain, we'll discuss, and we'll hear from the Chiefs as well. We'll hear from some of the national pundits, the disrespect on this game maybe, or respect the Texans are getting. We'll do that next. Stay there.